Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
What will you find in your news feed? What will be in your timeline? What's on the television, in the paper, online, or right here on WDTMJ Radio? We're going to tell you right now everything you need to know about
it. Just tell me what's happening.
Well, today it's Beryl. Beryl making landfall will affect things in Texas and across the country as you deal with the weather as it tracks south of Wisconsin, but still affects the travel grid. So something to pay attention to all week long. Tomorrow, NATO heads of state and governments will meet. Day one is tomorrow. President Biden will host those NATO leaders. High stakes gathering with the status of Ukraine topping the agenda.
At the summit, the U.S. is expected to announce new steps to strengthen Ukraine's air defenses and military capabilities. And there will be significant announcements on increasing NATO's military, political, and financial support for Ukraine. On the sidelines of the summit, President Biden will host an event with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, along with other NATO leaders.
That happens starting tomorrow. That's ABC's Perry Rossum there. Jury selection for actor Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial begins tomorrow. This is a big one.
You love a good celebrity trial, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. And this is a heck of a trial. He's charged with involuntary manslaughter for shooting cinematographer Helena Hutchins. He did it on the set of the movie Rust. It killed her. Another person was injured. Now, Baldwin was pointing a pistol at Hutchins during rehearsals when it went off. He says he didn't pull the trigger, but he did hold the barrel, he didn't pull the trigger, but he did put his thumb I'm trying to tell you something and I can't tell you. So anyway, he's saying this one thing. They're going to say that he's guilty. There is another person who's already been convicted of this.
Yeah, his defense wants to blame it all on the armorer.
Yeah, armorer. She's already been convicted. He's looking at 18 months in jail if he's also convicted. They're going to say that it was really sloppy on set, that it was disorganized, that there were issues from the start. And they're also going to have video of him pointing the gun randomly at people. Not being funny, like not like saying, hey, shoot. He's just like making directions while pointing the gun at people. So that takes place starting tomorrow, jury selection. Wednesday, here comes the drone show. Wednesday night, good old-fashioned drone show right here in Milwaukee. Villa Terrace celebrating 100 years, the art museum there along the lakefront. Their opening night of the 100-year gala is Wednesday with a drone show, 600 to 700 feet wide, so it's maybe the equivalent of a couple of football fields,
nice.
Football field and a half. It's going to take off just south of Bradford Beach, so you'll be able to see it from a lot of different vantage points. Wednesday.
Oh, man, how about out on the water?
That would be cool.
Got a friend with a boat?
I did speak with the drone operator about it.
I will say that this is probably the most intricate show we've made to date. There's just a lot of different aspects to it, as well as just some probably the most dynamic movements and transitions between formations. So I'd say the finale is probably going to be the best part.
Okay, finale will be the best part about that. Samsung Galaxy event. Samsung releases all some new details starting on Wednesday. On Thursday, Bastille Days. Storm, the Bastille, is Thursday night. The festival runs through the weekend. Manhattan Henge is Friday. The Mallards will honor Chris Farley on Saturday. And that is your week ahead.
.com.